Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game. Headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Some people marry for love. Some people marry for stability. And some people never marry at all.
Well, I'm the first bachelor to run for president in like forever.
You know, I'm not married.
The last time I checked, there was nothing in the Constitution or at the White House said single people need not apply.
Yes. How could a person marry when he's hopelessly devoted to the greatest love of his life? Political power. This is the Daily Showography of Lindsey Graham, Married to the Game. Lindsey Olin Graham grew up in the tiny town of Central South Carolina. His parents owned a restaurant that was also a pool hall, that was also a bar and a liquor store, that was also the home they lived in. It could basically be whatever people wanted it to be, the perfect environment for raising a politician. At the age of 9, Lindsey started working at the family bar. One of his jobs, taking phone calls from concerned wives looking for their drunk husbands. It taught him a valuable lesson, that it's okay to lie if you're protecting the interests of powerful men. Young Lindsey also saw firsthand the ugly reality of segregation in the South, in that his parents' bar participated in it.
When I was a kid, African Americans would come in and buy the beer to go. And I remember asking my parents, why was that? And they said, that's just the way it is.
That was another lesson. When you see injustice anywhere, at any time, you can just say, whatever, and move along. Then in his teenage years, like most boys his age, Lindsey developed strange new urges, an uncontrollable lust for political power. Classmates remember him saying, I want to be governor, and also, let me out of this locker. After becoming the first in his family to graduate college, Graham joined the armed forces, where he would serve 6.5 years in the Air Force as a lawyer. In a lot of ways, Graham charted a path similar to American icon Tom Cruise. Bartender, lawyer, member of the Air Force, but as a lawyer. And all with the grace and style of a Southern vampire. And of course, he's secretly very short. During his time in the Air Force, Graham fell into a love affair with a Lufthansa flight attendant named Sylvia. But sadly, it was not to be.
That was probably the best time in my life. But, at the end of the day, everybody's got a story. A lot of people have had it worse than I have, but check it out at lindseygraham.com.
It's true what they say about heartbreak. You can check it out at lindseygraham.com. And although breakups are never easy, it gave Graham the opportunity to rekindle his passion with an old flame, ambition. In 1994, Graham was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. And like most relationships, his early years with Congress were absolutely consumed with sex. Specifically, the sex life of Bill Clinton.
I'm having to judge Bill Clinton based on evidence, and much of it is about sex. The definition of sex, colored by sex. Sex, sex. Sexual relations, sex, sex, sex. Sexual, sex, sex, sex. This is not all about sex, oral sex.
Lindsey Graham was horny for justice. No adulterous president was going to lie and abuse their power on his watch. At least for another few years. The fledgling Graham made a name for himself prosecuting the impeachment of President Clinton. And after 8 hot and heavy years in the House, he was finally ready to settle down for a long-term commitment with the U.S. Senate. and no wedding would be complete without the best man. Graham and Senator John McCain were the best of friends, united by their shared love of fiscal conservatism, straight talk, and a desire to bomb the Middle East back to the Stone Age.
I believe those who are calling for withdrawal have the obligation to tell us what we do in the region when it descends into chaos, as my friend Lindsey Graham just said.
Well, I think Senator McCain nailed it.
Aw, they went searching for WMDs, but they found their BFF. With Iraq solved permanently, Graham and his political spouse were finally ready to co-ascend to the most powerful office in the land. But when they were foiled by an even more radical Hussein, Graham became despondent. He knew that he would treat power so much better than that cad Obama. So he made his move.
I'm Lindsey Graham, and I'm running for president of the United States.
Yes, Lindsey Graham was single and ready to mingle. With voters, he turned the White House into his bachelor pad.
First thing I'm going to do as president, we're going to drink more.
And the media was fascinated with his roguish lifestyle.
So it's date, marry, or make disappear forever. Hillary Clinton, Carly Fiorina, or Sarah Palin. Who are you marrying?
Carly, because she's rich.
Hell yeah, playa. Secure that bag. Graham's goal was in sight. His marriage to the game was thriving. But if there's one man who knows how to ruin a marriage, it's Donald Trump.
This guy, Lindsey Graham, you have a guy, he's one of the dumbest human beings I've ever seen. The guy is a nut job. I could push him over with a little thimble. Boom.
He called me three, four years ago, and he gave me his number, and I found the card. I wrote the number down. I don't know if it's the right number. Let's try it. 202-228. 0292.
That's right. Trump hated Graham so much, he did something he never does: give out factual information. Graham's presidential hopes were demolished. Watching his beloved walk away with a much richer, more famous man, he had only one option left: to warn the nation about the dysfunctional relationship it was about to get itself into.
He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot. Donald Trump is a political car wreck.
He's a jackass.
You know how you make America great again? Tell Donald Trump to go to hell.
I think he's a kook. I think he's crazy. I think he's unfit for office.
Yes, Graham saw that Donald Trump was as unfit for office as he was for a book club, a dance-off, an obstacle course, tennis shorts, or literally anything he did in his life. Graham did everything he could to stop the wedding between Donald Trump and America. But if he couldn't ultimately succeed, then goddammit, he would give up harder than anyone had ever given up before.
President Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize and then some. What concerns me about the American press is this endless attempt to label the guy as some kind of kook, not fit to be president. No, I don't think he's a xenophobic, race-baiting, religious bigot. I really, really like the president. He's been a great commander-in-chief. I am all in. Keep it up, Donald. I'm sure you're watching. If you don't like me working with President Trump to make the world a better place, I don't give a shit.
Graham's political instincts had kicked in. If staying in the game meant joining a grifter personality cult, well, that was just another thing he'd have in common with Tom Cruise. Why did Lindsey Graham align himself so tightly with Donald Trump? Because he's Lindsey Graham. That's what he does.
I know how the game's played, and I don't give a damn.
Yes, Graham wasn't off the Trump train. It was more like one of those tourist buses that you can get off and then get back on whenever it's convenient for you. Which is why the one thing we know is that whatever the future holds, Lindsey Graham will be there, always doing the most politically expedient thing to serve himself. Always married to the game.
Life is what it is. You know, I can't answer all the mysteries of life, but I feel good about Lindsey Graham.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My guest tonight is the senator, a senior senator, from South Carolina. Please welcome Senator Lindsey Graham.
Oh. Senator Lindsey Graham. Yeah. Thank you for being here.
Good as it gets.
Wait.
Which is kind of sad, really.
Wait, what's as good as it gets? You or the show? What are you saying? What's...
Well, I saw like the opening.
Is this just a phrase you say?
No, this is just something, it's an observation more than anything else. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for being
Absolutely.
On the show.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Let's get straight into it. Let's cut to the chase.
Yes.
You have officially endorsed Ted Cruz.
I'm on the Ted train, absolutely. Okay. What's not alike?
Okay, which is a very interesting train for you to be aboard.
Well, because I started with 17 cars. I'm down to 3.
Well, you were actually one of the cars, which is
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, so well, that didn't last very long.
You were an empty car, and then you got on the train now.
Absolutely.
Which is a weird thing
and
to happen.
Got blown away by the
This is why this is so interesting to have you here, because if we can play this.
Well, Ted was my 15th choice. Let's play this.
If you killed Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate, and the trial was in the Senate, nobody could convict you.
It's safe to say that you are not a fan of Ted Cruz.
It tells you everything you need to know about Donald Trump.
Oh. Yeah, but I don't understand this. You really don't like Ted Cruz.
I don't dislike Ted. Ted and I have a lot of differences. I'm getting better at this. So,
You know what I feel? I feel like you guys are like a buddy cop movie.
15th choice. What can I say? One, he's not completely crazy. Good. He's
so
really
partially
Republican.
Crazy. Partially crazy.
Well, hey, that works in Washington. You got Bernie.
Okay.
You can't
not
say
fully crazy.
Bernie.
Yeah, that's a tick. What else is a tick for him? What turns you on about Cruz?
That he's not Trump.
That's and it. Then, that's all you need.
And that he's a Republican, we will not get completely killed. And if Donald Trump cares the banner of my party, I think it taints conservatism for generations to come. I think his campaign is opportunistic, race-baiting, religious bigotry, xenophobia. Other than that, he'd be a good nominee.
Here's a question I have for you. So...
And we're about to lose the most dishonest woman in America,
Hillary
Clinton.
Here's the thing. If you say Donald Trump is not a Republican, why does it seem like the Republican base fits him like a glove? What's going on? Do the voters not know that this, or have you maybe given them the impression that maybe this is a party that supports xenophobia and bigotry and all of those things you listed? Is that possible?
It's possible that some do, absolutely. 35% of my party believes that Obama's a Muslim born in Kenya. He's locked that crowd down. Now, 65% of us just think he's a bad president.
Oh, there was a joke there, but then you guys were not on his side at all. You guys were not on. I don't get paid to do this. You should have done it the other way around because it made it. I hear what you're saying. So you're not on that train.
So you're saying,
I understand that. You're saying that there are some people in the party who do not have
the
correct views. Am I a citizen?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Why?
Do you have a green card?
I do not.
If I were you, I'd be in a hurry.
Is that you worried about? Why would you say that?
Trump wins, your days are numbered, pal.
You know what I love?
Young black liberal guys from Africa is not going to work with him.
You have the look of terror in your eyes. If you were sitting as close as I am, this is fascinating, because you're literally like, we're all gonna die. We're all gonna die. We're all gonna die. You're like, you know what you look like right now? Have you ever seen those movies where there's like one guy at the end, he's just got like a shotgun and he's running down the street, he's like, the end is near!
Yeah, yeah.
The end is near! It's funny you say, okay, you say Ted Cruz over Donald Trump, but then here's another clip, and this is interesting to watch.
I pervert John Kasich, but he has no chance win.
Let's play this clip.
Would you prefer a Cruz nomination over a Trump nomination?
Again, it's like being shot or poisoned. What does it really matter?
I don't understand. If it is like being, okay, first of all, who is shooting and who's poisoning between Trump and Cruz?
Well, Donald is like being shot in the head.
Okay.
You might find an antidote to poisoning. I don't know, but maybe there's time.
But I don't understand. Are you saying?
I'm saying my party is completely screwed up.
But then the why would you nominate? Why would you nominate anyone then?
What?
Understand that? Then why nominate anyone? Why not go behind Kasich?
Well,
Kasich
if it were left
is
up
a
to me, we
guy.
Wouldn't nominate anybody. We'd start all over again. But you know, this is it's called democracy. Welcome to America.
I feel
I'm
so,
gonna change my
so
name to Bodie McVoteface Graham. And see if that helps.
You should call yourself Bodie McVoteface.
You can just call me Bodie Mac.
Bodie Mac. Send it, Lindsey Graham. Everybody, thank you so much. We'll be right back.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It has been 4 days since the presidential election was called for Joe Biden. But Donald Trump has still not conceded, which I get. I mean, he wants to cling on to power as long as he can. And also, golfing isn't as much fun when you're not missing work to do it. And if it was just Trump's personal delusion that he won the election, it might not matter so much. But he's got a lot of people who are right there with him.
Falling in line, key Republicans get behind President Trump and his claims without evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The president has every right to look into allegations and to request recounts under the law.
I'm going to stand with President Trump. If a Democrat were doing this, it'd be cheered on. And we're not going to let the media intimidate us.
The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, just told reporters that he basically does not trust the election results either.
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration.
Overnight, Attorney General William Barr in a Justice Department memo authorizing U.S. attorneys to pursue substantial allegations of voting irregularities if they find them.
Oh, MAGA fans rejoice because Bill Barr is on the case. Yes! The same Bill Barr who investigated Obama and found nothing, with the same Department of Justice that investigated Hillary and found nothing. So if you're looking to find nothing, you know the man to call. Oh! And it looks like Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham are also partnering with Trump to undermine the election, which is a terrible idea. But I would love to see these three together in a heist movie.
Okay, guys, you steal the votes, and then I'll meet you at the Four Seasons parking lot.
Which Four Seasons?
Here we go again.
Now look, I don't know if Donald Trump genuinely believes that he's the real winner of this election. I mean, keep in mind, he's also the person who actually thinks he looks good. Like, he does his hair in the morning and walks away from the mirror thinking, yeah, I nailed it. So who knows what he thinks? But the truth of the matter is, most other Republicans know that Joe Biden will be the next president. And right now, they're just saying what Trump and his base want to hear. Not because they're worried about the vote that just happened, but because of the one that's around the corner.
Lindsey Graham this morning fessed up as to one reason why they're standing behind him. They've got two Senate elections and special elections that will occur in January. If Democrats win both, they will gain control of the Senate under the new president. Lindsey Graham said, if we don't scrutinize these election results, we could hurt our chances of riling up our base and turning them out in January.
They're concerned that if they
get sideways with the president, either he won't help in Georgia with these two seats at stake, or Trump voters will be depressed and stay home. So again, they're playing this dangerous game to keep people energized.
Yeah, that's dangerous. Trump is screaming made-up shit that's weakening trust in American democracy. But Republicans are going along with it so that they can squeeze out a few more seats in the Senate. It's like burning down your house just to make s'mores, or dating Kevin Federline just so you can maybe meet Britney Spears. Is it worth it?
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.